In this age of high health care costs, a booming Medicare population, and Obamacare, the problem of service denial is growing. Doctors and hospitals are under pressure to say no, especially to essential high-tech tests like MRIs that patients used to get routinely. Our next guest, Dr. Sven Schwarzbaum, offers a solution that is already established in parts of Europe, DIY medicine in the form of a scanner for home use. He writes about it in the current issue of Radiology Today, and I'm very pleased to welcome him to our show. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Leonard.
How big is the scanner?
And I always say, and I think it's useful for people to know, that I call it the Handyscan, or Handyscan. It's about the size of a small loom. You know, if you do weaving at home, you could picture this, but it folds and it can go in a corner or fold under a bed.
And what kinds of tests can this, is it Handyscan or Handyscan?
Handyscan. Think Häagen-Dazs.
Okay. What tests can the Handyscan do?
It can do it all. The Handyscan can do the CT scan, the MRI, ultrasound, X-ray, all the tests that patients are entitled to.
But what good is that? Doesn't the image have to be interpreted?
Oh, of course. You do it at home, and you take the picture at home, but the Handyscan does that as well. Many of your listeners, I'm sure, Leonard, will have maybe Shazam on their smartphone. Shazam is that little app that it hears a few notes of any song, and then it sends a message out to Music Central and then a database, and it comes back and it tells you what that song is and mm-hmm. offers to sell it to you. And Handyscan works the same way. You take the picture, your home hi-fi network sends it out to our central database, which has 10 million similar images, because human bodies are not that different, and it connects it to what doctors have said about those pictures. So really, you're getting the interpretation back within a few minutes of what thousands of doctors think about it, as if they've all gotten together to think about your X-ray.
And then surely you bring that result to your own doctor, don't you?
Oh, of course. Well, then you might, if you need treatment, if you get anything that's out of the ordinary. But the beauty of it is when you bring that to your doctor and say, I think I've got this problem, look at this CAT scan or look at this ultrasound, that first opinion you're getting is really your second opinion. You're already ahead economically and in time, and you've really taken care of yourself at a time when increasingly you will not be able, you will get service denial. They'll say, you can't get this $1,000 scan. You've already got it.
Well, how accurate are we talking about? This is a home device.
Well, as I said, it's the same as the professional device. And because of, well, you know the phrase, the wisdom of crowds.
Yeah.
The wisdom of crowds. This is crowds of radiologists. They've all worked together. There are very few errors. It's as if so many people have looked at your scan. But again, it's just a first opinion. And you can get it looked at by somebody else. But if you're doing, and many people use these kinds of scans, you know, in just a yearly checkup now, you want to have a full and real yearly checkup that catches a problem early, you'll want to have one of these, a full body scan every year. That's what is offered. If you're going to do that every year, you'll be far ahead having this at home yourself.
How much does a Handyscan cost?
It's Handyscan, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Handyscan is about 60,000 krona in Sweden, which is about $10,000, about a third of a stripped-down Volvo. But you can do it over 60 easy payments of 1,000 kroners each, if you prefer that. And there's a senior discount, 10%. And you subscribe to the service that gives you the impressions of the findings, the doctor's findings. But that's very little, a couple hundred krona a month.
But it doesn't seem worth it for just one home.
Yeah, it's people say that when they're not thinking about the future. I give a couple answers to that, and I confront that a lot. What is a life worth, first of all? And secondly, we're talking about service denial in the future when you're not going to be able to get these tests so easily. Doctors are under a lot of pressure already to skip these tests. If you would pay $1,000 a scan, 10 scans over a lifetime, you break even, and you can bring your extended family in. And I know you're going to be talking about microloans later in the third world. A lot of people are talking about using microloans to invest in these and letting the whole community use it as a first opinion. And, of course, in Sweden and Estonia, there's in 1 in 10 elder homes already is the Handisgan sitting there under the bed like a Bowflex, you know, so you know you're going to be healthy.
Now, Sweden has socialized medicine. Why would you even need a Handisgan there?
Well, I'm afraid, Leonard, that you're a little bit behind the times. They had it, but their cutbacks are enormous. That they're not even no longer the comparison or metaphor for fine universal health care that they used to be, and they're using fewer and fewer tests, and many people don't like that. And, of course, Estonia never had it, and that's why they're so popular there.
You mentioned that it costs about the same as a stripped-down Volvo, or what is
it? Yes.
Are there features that you can add?
Really just one. There's an attachment we call the Kurastad, for a few kroners more, and it radiates minor ailments that are really not serious, like toe fungus or psoriasis or ear hair.
Now, is this safe to use at home?
It's a slow, low-power version. It's probably no more. It's certainly been approved here. Not unsafe. Maybe as unsafe as having two microwaves instead of one. Very low power. Everybody in the family can wear a radiation badge if they want to monitor exposure. And it's interesting, and it was approved here for use in America and in New York. And the one thing that wasn't approved is when you want to do certain scans, you know, you want to drink some kind of radioactive fluid, some kind of contrast. And we have this slightly irradiated 35-ounce large glass of orange soda-looking stuff. And that was not approved in New York because of the mayor's ban on large.
Although that's been overturned.
Yes, and we were so pleased to see that. So I think we're fully legal now.
Now, a listener, Kevin from Teaneck, New Jersey, asks, can radiation from Handisgans erase DVD memory?
There is no one, you know, people think, oh, well, I should have a lead apron or do this in a lead room. But it absolutely doesn't. DVDs, of course, are mostly done with laser, and this is magnetic, largely, and a little bit of radiation, so it wouldn't affect any laser dots, which is what the DVD is. It doesn't hurt anything in the house.
And Larry from Bayside asks if people should be irradiating themselves at home on a regular basis.
Well, you can. It comes with a booklet, first of all, and this is the same booklet that radiologists study their first year of when they become residents. And you don't do it every day, but once a year is a good idea.
Now, where would I buy a Handisgan?
Well, there are two things. Of course, this is a Swedish-made machine. I have the exclusive rights here in America, and you could simply go to handisgan.md and get it over the web, and that might even save you the tax. But IKEA sells them, but they require some assembly, and that can be problematic. You know, there's a comedian here in America. You probably know her, Amy Poehler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she once said, IKEA is Swedish for argument.
Why?
Because, you know, you put things together, and sometimes, you know, the six-sided wrench doesn't work right, or you can't figure it out. I advise people to get it directly from me, and it's all assembled.
How do you keep it clean?
It's, except for the electronic tube, it's all dishwasher safe. And you want it clean because you'll be using it for yourself and your family. And that's really not a big problem. It isn't used that frequently, and you're fully good. I'm in mine right now. I've had a hideous cold and a terrible cough for about a month now, and I don't know exactly what it is. I'm actually in mine right now as we speak. So, I hope it's nothing.
Now, IKEA doesn't have it in the stores. I would have to buy that online?
That's right. It's in the catalog. Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking with us, Dr. Sven Schwarzbaum. We've been talking about DIY medicine, actually a Handisgan, which is a home scanner.
Thank you, Leonardo.